How you can help, we're joined now in studio by Catherine Jurasik. She's the coordinator of the Gift of Good Food. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jason. Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us in studio today. So how do these good food boxes work exactly?
So the Good Food Box is a program run by the Fernwood Neighborhood Resource Group. It's a nonprofit fruit and veggie distribution agency where anybody can order a box and volunteers pack and distribute the boxes. And then in the wintertime, we host a holiday fundraiser to provide good food boxes to families facing poverty throughout the Greater Victoria region.
When did all this start?
The Good Food Box started just under 20 years ago. And the Gift of Good Food officially started, I would say, 4 years ago. And then that was just in Fernwood. And then we expanded to other community centers and organizations 3 years ago. So this is our third year running the fundraiser.
Amazing. So just take us through the specifics here. How is the Gift of Good Food different from the Good Food Boxes?
Good Food Boxes is a food access program that anybody can order. It's a weekly fruit and veggie agency. And the Gift of Good Food is a holiday fundraiser that provides good food boxes for families.
And how did you find those families who could access these food boxes?
We partner with 15 organizations. There's 11 community centers, and then there's Single Parent Resource Center, Victoria Native Friendship Center, and some other ones. And the family support workers at those organizations nominate families to receive good food boxes.
What have you heard from some of the families?
There's definitely overwhelming gratitude. And in terms of health and nutrition, the children who benefit from the Gift of Good Food, they're healthier, they have more confidence, their social skills develop, and they get better grades in school. Another thing that a lot of families have told me is the invaluable feeling of being supported by your community, because every single dollar goes directly to buying the produce for families. And I think that's something that is also missed, is that feeling of every 2 weeks they pick up a box and they know that someone out there is supporting them.
And do you think that feeling is particularly special this time of the year?
For sure. I think so. And there's a lot of different things to help families in need this time of year. But actually what makes this program so unique is that while the fundraiser is November to December, the program lasts all year. So families are receiving produce every 2 weeks. And not only that, they pick up their produce from their community centers or different organizations. So that relationship is solidified.
Catherine, we hear a lot from food banks about how the need continues to grow each and every year. What are you seeing in terms of that need?
What I see in terms of the need is that it's invisible, and we might not know who can't feed their children a healthy dinner or a healthy lunch, or can't stop at the grocery store on the way home. Also, the need varies. So we, through the relationships at the community centers with the support workers, we support not only families that are facing poverty or below a certain income level where they receive subsidies, but also those families that don't receive subsidies but then have to still pay for everything, and they might be missed by that support.
When you talk about it being an invisible need.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say that sometimes there can be that stigma attached to, you know, who needs help and what that person looks like in the minds of people, when in reality it could be anyone. It could be your neighbor. It could be someone you've known for years.
Yeah, I definitely think that exists. Two things regarding that. One is a lot of our donors who support us are people who have been in those shoes, like had that invisible need.
I'm just curious about that idea of sometimes there can be that stigma attached to, you know, who is in need.
Right. Thanks, Jason. There is stigma around charity gifts, and that's something that makes the Gift of Good Food also very different, is that these folks are picking up their good food boxes with other customers. So it's just picking up your groceries like everybody else. There's no lineups. There's no special anything. It's just going to your local community center.
Why is it important for you to be able to give back in this way?
I really care about the families. I work in the community center. I have worked with them, and it's important for the children.
So there are 10 days left. What do people need to know information-wise if they want to be able to give?
The fundraiser closes December 31st at midnight, and our goal is to raise $75,000 to support 150 families throughout 2018. And we're just under $60,000. And if you care to donate, you can go to our website. It's thegoodfoodbox.ca/donate.
thegoodfoodbox.ca/donate.
Yeah.
Catherine, so great to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Catherine Jurasik, who's the coordinator for the Gift of Good Food. And as she mentioned, the fundraiser closes December 31st at midnight. And that email once again was thegoodfoodbox.ca/donate.